happened about 4 in the morning when many people were still sleeping inside their homes. There's really not a whole lot known besides what the Oaxaca State Governor said this morning on the Televisa news station program, and he said that there were between 100 and 300 people, or I'm sorry, homes that had been buried, and up to as many as 1,000 people who may be trapped under the mud right now.
I thought I heard 4 or 5 gunshots to my left, but I couldn't be sure. I saw students sort of scrambling along 21st Street right at University Boulevard on the campus as if there was a gunman. And then I looked to my left, and in fact, there was a man who was running with a like a dress suit on. He also had a ski mask on and had what appeared to be an assault rifle and had been firing shots. And then when I pulled up in my car, he was sort of right in front of me and didn't stop running but turned in my direction, fired like 3 shots into the ground to the left of my car, and kept running down 21st Street towards the center of the campus. He appeared to be able to shoot me and others, but wasn't choosing to do so.
President Carter has been transferred to the Metro Health Hospital in Cleveland. He experienced some unknown health issue. He was on a flight heading to Cleveland. According to Jackie Mayo, the person we are quoting here, the public information officer at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, the president was transferred to the hospital approximately 11:30 this morning after EMS met the former president's plane upon arrival.
Kim Jong-un, the third and youngest son of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. He's not quite 30 years old yet and has very little military affairs experience. Still, he was promoted Army General one day ahead of a rare and important national meeting of the Korean Workers' Party. The appointment of the young Kim as Army General, experts say, means that he's being lined up as his father's heir apparent.